And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 20th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of the astronomer Edwin Powell Hubble, Marshfield, Missouri, 1889. He became a lawyer but gave up practicing law, decided to get a doctorate in astronomy instead, went to work at Mount Wilson Observatory in Pasadena, where he discovered there are other galaxies outside the Milky Way, and these distant galaxies are moving away from the Milky Way. In other words, the concept of the expanding universe, which has been called the most spectacular astronomical discovery of the 20th century. The Hubble telescope was named for him. It was on this date in 1820 a sperm whale attacked a whaling ship off the coast of South America, and the ship was the Essex out of Nantucket. The captain, George Pollard Jr., just 29 years old, the youngest man to ever command a whaling ship. The Essex was a pretty old ship and rather small. She was headed for the whaling grounds off the west coast of South America when she ran into a squall, lost her topgallant sail, and nearly sank. When they finally arrived near the Galapagos Islands, they found the grounds nearly fished out, so they struck out for a new whaling ground thousands of miles off the coast, much farther from land than whalers usually like to go hunting. On the morning of the 20th, they ran into a pod of sperm whales, harpooned a couple of them, and then found themselves face to face with an enormous whale who was behaving strangely. The whale rammed the ship repeatedly, crushed the bow of the Essex, and swam off, never to be seen again. The ship sank, and the crew set off in some of the small whale boats. They headed for South America. By the time they arrived at the Pitcairn Islands, some of them had died of thirst. Their food ran out. Some of them resorted to cannibalism. By the time they were rescued, many of them had lost their minds. But Owen Chase survived, wrote an account of the event. It came out in 1821. 20 years later, his son met another seaman, Herman Melville, gave Melville a copy of his father's book. Melville read it, and it inspired his book, Moby Dick. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins, Unfortunate Location. In the front yard there are three big white pines, older than anything in the neighborhood except the stones, magnificent trees that toss their heads in the wind like the spirited black horses of a troika. It's hard to know what to do. Tall, dark trees on the south side of the house, an unfortunate location, blocking the winter sun. Dark and damp, moss grows on the roof, the porch, timbers rot, and surely the roots have reached the old bluestone foundation. At night, in the wind, a tree could stumble and fall, killing us in our beds. The needles fall year after year, making an acid soil where no grass grows. We rake the fallen debris. Nothing to be done. We stand around with sticks in our hands. Wonderful trees. A poem by Lewis Jenkins, Unfortunate Location, from his collection All Tangled Up with the Living, published by 90s Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.